16, you can as an exercise, but that's not, you know, you can, you have to work with whatever is actually helpful. So you can, I mean, usually you would start with the, okay, short breath, long breath, just because that's easiest. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to. You can start anywhere and go any which way. The main thing is that it's helpful. Helps to facilitate mindfulness. It helps to facilitate a sense of well-being and clarity. Phoebe.
Actually, Longpo, you just kind of answered my question. I wanted to ask about the steps, if you have to go into like one follow the other, but you just said it doesn't happen in a linear fashion. Because some part is very clear, like you got to be able to notice whether you're breathing long or short, you know, that kind of very basic. And experiencing sukha and piti, you got to be able to calm your bodily sankharas, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's the other tetrads, the third and the fourth, that I'm not clear about. Yeah. Do you have to be able to calm the citta sankhara in order to experience the citta?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, it's helpful. It's certainly helpful, but it's not essential. Because if you're lifting something up for contemplation, then you're starting to work with it as a possibility rather than this is the step that I'm going to make in concrete. And it's a part of an exploration of this whole realm of experience that mindfulness of breathing is the anchor for. So there's many different ways of approaching the Anapanasati Sutta as a, let's say, as a tool or as a kind of a guideline for practice.